Our good friend J.K. Simmons is in town here in Detroit watching his beloved Tigers. Let's say hello to J.K. Simmons.
Sir.
Hey, Mitch.
J.K., you got to stick around now. They keep winning here. You know, this is as good as they've played in really all season long against the number
one
top team.
Yeah, I'm 3-for-3 this year. I was out here with our kids in May and caught a couple of wins. And, yeah, so catching another game tomorrow night against a tough opponent. We'll see if I can bring the magic again.
All right. So you're sticking around. You're not leaving. And if they win tomorrow night, you're going to stay till the next night, right?
Sorry, I'm on an annual trip with my other Midwest baseball pals. So we got to get to the Great American Bandbox in Cincinnati, and then down to St. Louis.
Okay,
what a tour!
Yeah, nicely
great.
Done.
Yeah.
So when now I should point out that J.K. because he won't, but J.K. has purchased tickets, an incredible amount of tickets for local kids here from some of our challenged areas. And they go out, and sometimes he joins them, and many times he's not here for them, and he pays for their tickets to go out and see the games anyhow. Now, was today a day where you saw some of the kids?
I did not get to see kids today. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna go spend an inning at least with the group that we have coming to the game tomorrow night.
Nice, very nice. Well, we're glad to have you here, J.K. Anytime you're in Detroit, Detroit is better. You know that.
Oh, thanks, man.
Meanwhile,
did
JK,
you call an inning today? Didn't I see you all at the broadcast booth?
Yeah. They, you know, I've done that a handful of times now, and I think this is the first time that I didn't feel like I was at an audition, you know, in the first decade of my career when I was nervous about everything all the time. it's such a different thing to do, but Benetti and Petrie are just such great, smart, and relaxing, and good guys that I was able to kind of enjoy at this time.
It helps when they're winning,
and
I got us
a run, too. So, yeah. You know, you're welcome.
Well, let's have you put your general manager cap on, J.K. I mean, you're such a devoted Tiger fan. A lot of conversation locally here about a couple of our pitchers, in particular Tarek Skubal, Cy Young Award candidate, honestly. And today's starter, Jack Flaherty, improved to, I think, 5-3 with another brilliant performance. Trade deadline in Major League Baseball coming up later on this month. Do you keep them? Do you move them?
I would be heartbroken if we move Skubal. And I don't, you know, I'm a fan. I'm not a GM. I think we got another 2 years of arbitration with him. I mean, you know, I'm old school. He is showing that he can be a franchise kind of guy. He could be our next Verlander or Scherzer. And we got him for at least another couple of years. Flaherty, I would certainly understand. He's on a 1-year deal.
Right.
But you know what? I'm also hoping after that sweep in Cincinnati and 3 out of 4 from the Guardians. I mean, I know it's pie in the sky, you know, hopeful fan, but I mean, you know, we win 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. We come out and, you know, rip off 10 out of 12 after the All-Star break. It's not impossible that
there
we can still contend this
there
year.
You go.
So I don't feel like we need to be sellers right
there
now.
There you go.
Okay,
right,
Kenny.
No,
me
and
Steve
there
you go.
Me and Steve have been arguing about this for the lab before the show started.
I've been arguing.
I say stay the course.
Yes, but what, in fairness to J.K., who we love and his enthusiasm is great, but you basically could say that about any Major League team.
Yeah.
Go win 3 out of 4
right.
from the Dodgers, rip off 10 out of 12, and you're going to be in a better position. Yeah, you might make a wild card spot.
Anybody who's not on the south side of Chicago. Yeah,
exactly. And even them, if they won that many.
Yeah, but no great teams in the league. That's what we're saying. So you win a good week and put you right back in it.
Well, there's a lot of teams between them and that wild card spot, but they're only 7 or 6.5 games
right.
out of it. And remember, there's an extra wild card team this year.
There you go.
So it's not as hard to catch them.
Yeah.
So
it's not,
you know,
really, I mean, as far as Skubal goes, whether we're sellers or not, I think it would be terrible to see him go.
Especially when the rebuild has been 10 years, J.K.
And you don't want to see him in another uniform.
No.
That's
no.
the thing. Like, I understand. You know, I've been doing this for so long. I don't look at it quite as emotionally, maybe, as everybody else. And I understand the fact that they need hitters, and hitters play every day, and pitchers pitch once every 5 days, and he's worth a pot of gold right now, and maybe you could get hitters. But there's that thing, like when you saw Verlander in another uniform, or it'd be one thing if you trade them when they're a prospect and they never really delivered for you. But once they've been up here and have done it and people start buying tickets when he's pitching, like they did when, you know, who's is Scuba pitching? Let's go the night that he's pitching. And then all of a sudden you give him away and he comes back to town paying for another team. It just cuts a piece of your gut out, you know. And it's different than once he's been there. I think that's the heartbreak you're talking about.
No, absolutely. And he's not, you know, Scooble's not Verlander yet, but he very well could be.
Well, he's a lot younger than Verlander, too.
But I mean, you know, you know.
Got a big future ahead of him.
You got to do it for another decade or so if you know, to start.
JK, what movies can we look forward to seeing you in coming up?
Actually, there's they recently dropped a trailer for a Christmas movie that'll be out, of course, in November, called Red One, where I play a certain bearded denizen of the Great White North.
Oh, wow!
with Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans and all kinds of fantastic people. And I just saw the movie recently. It's really a lot of fun. It's a good old-fashioned Christmas movie, a family movie, but maybe not for the 7-year-olds because it does get a little...
Yeah, well, you got Captain America and The Rock in there. Sounds like they're going to kidnap Santa, hold him for ransom in an international space station until a Marvel hero shows up with 6 colored stones in his ring and frees him. Something like that.
I think you must have been reading some advanced press release. you're not far off.
The Rock was in here on our show earlier on in his career, and I found him to be absolutely charming. Just
he's a fantastic guy.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that hasn't changed.
No, not at all. And one of those guys that you know. You can really have an engaging conversation with, and he really is listening and always wants to learn from people and learn about people. Yeah, he's a really
and you don't find yourself just, despite your better knowledge, staring at his biceps.
Well, I mean,
did you guys arm wrestle?
I mean, every time I see the guy on TV, I'm always looking at like. The rip on his body, you know, and I think if I were actually sitting across from him, there my eye would drift a little bit.
It is hard, but his eyes are so dreamy as well.
Okay.
but seriously, I when I read the script, I get to like page 20 in the script, and it goes, "Oh, and Nick comes in, and it's a scene with The Rock and me working out in the gym together," and I was like, "Oh, yeah." Okay, great. Well, you have, you know, Albert Einstein and me, you know, there's a rocket. I mean, you know, this is a little silly.
Well, we'll look forward to it in November, and it's great to know that you're in town, JK. Thanks for being a friend to Detroit and a friend to the show, and wish all the best to you and your family.
My pleasure, man. Thank you. Thanks.
JK Simmons here on 760 WJR.